Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah begins, HaMekabel Sada Mechavero, somebody who receives a field from his friend. And this case is talking about either form of sharecropping, either he received it as giving a percentage back to the landlord, or a flat amount of produce to the landlord. V'hi Beis HaShlochin, and this field that he's taking as a sharecropper is what's called a Beis HaShlochin. It's a field where the rainwater is not sufficient to produce enough water for the crops, but rather it needs to be irrigated. But there is a mayon, there is a spring that is present in the field to provide that irrigation. O Beis HaIlon, or even though this is a field of, let's say, grain, but there are also trees, fruit trees in the field. So Yavash HaMayon, if this spring were to dry up, V'niktzatz HaIlon, or the tree were to get cut down, Eino Menakalo Min Chachoro, he's not able to reduce the amount of the chachirus, of the flat amount he has to pay of produce, or, for that matter, the percentage as well. And the reason for that is, since he, even though this field had the advantage of having a spring or having fruit trees, but since that was not the primary purpose of the field, and it was not explicitly stated at the outset of the deal that he was only taking this field because it had these advantages, therefore, if the advantages disappear, he's still obligated at the same rate. However, im amar lo, if initially the sharecropper said to the landlord, "Chachor li sedei beis hashlochin zeh," allow me to sharecrop in this sada, this field, which is a beis hashlochin, which is one that has a irrigation spring, o sedei beis ha'ilon zeh, or this field that has fruit trees, since he mentioned explicitly those advantages, yavash hamayan niktzatz ha'ilon, if the spring were to dry up, or the fruit tree would be cut down, menakalo min chachoro, he's allowed to reduce the amount of rent in the form of produce that he provides.